Hey there, listener. You feel me in your ears? Well, do you want to see me in your eyes? Remember, we are on YouTube. Check us out on Moist Monday Podcast at youtube.com.
All right. So, you know, we'll get into it in a second. What happened to Izzy yesterday, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
We'll talk about that in just a second. But before that, I knew of that happening. I literally took notes about how nice of a night I was having last night.
Oh, shit. And then
I get a call of her crying.
Oh, that sucks, dude. So let's start off with the good stuff.
Yeah, I planned myself a great night last night because yesterday was my day off. Izzy worked that night, which like those nights suck, but then I usually try to like plan something
so funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not funny at all.
It's horrible.
She's fine.
Yeah. But I had put on the movie Children of Men, which is a fantastic movie.
You were talking about that earlier. Yeah.
I got like halfway through it. I'd ordered myself from DoorDash or whatever, Applebee's, the sampler appetizers. Izzy had just bought weed for the first time in like a month that
Grass,
we've had
yeah.
it. Yeah. And so like I was having the best night. I found out that I could
just get a round of
a sampler package
watching
a great movie early in that night. I was playing Wheel of Fortune online and I was dominating.
Wheel of Fortune, fun game.
It's fantastic. It's America's game.
It's America's game.
I literally took a note. I'm high, watching Children of Men eating an appetizer sampler from Applebee's. I feel like a king. That was my note at...
Yeah, what time did you write that down?
9:52.
9:52. I think I was getting in bed at that point.
Yeah. I was having a great night.
So you were having a great night. I was not feeling the greatest, so I was going to bed. And then what was happening to Izzy?
Izzy, a few hours later, because she was on her closing bartender shift.
Oh, yeah, this happens a few hours later.
Okay. Yeah. She gets to her car, gets in, and to her surprise, her front windshield has been smashed. We'll give you photos right here.
It's not funny.
Like four or five hits to the windshield.
Yeah, it's like somebody took a bat to her windshield.
And this morning we filed a police report on it. Yeah, this is also now a Moist Crimes Division.
Damn, yeah.
Send it in. Somebody, we don't know who yet, just decided to randomly smash in her car windshield.
Which is wild, because, like, she parked on the street near her work, and, yeah. like, we work in the same part of town.
On a Sunday night.
On a Sunday night, but we work in the same part of town, and that area is decently safe.
Yeah.
There are a few rugrats and shit running around.
A few, but none that I would expect to do
that. None that would smash a fucking car parked on the street.
A random one, yeah.
Yeah, that's what's so weird, is, like, who does that?
Because,
like, it looks like they, like... hit her mirror, and then like it looks like they fucking took baseball
like
bats
something
to her windshield,
yeah.
and like
times.
There's like two or three fucking dents,
and like they
and,
like switch sides
yeah.
too
like,
to hit
that's
everything.
Like, what? Who does that? I don't park on the street, but I park in a garage nearby, and it's
on
like,
that street, yeah,
on that street, and it's like, and I've been parking that garage for years.
Because like my mindset for it
what
is,
what do you do when
if
that
you
happens?
See any like crazy videos online of someone doing anything? That is happening to somebody random.
Yeah, that's a crime.
But like it's like if someone jumps on a car because they're drunk and an asshole, that is somebody's car.
And then they come out of work and they go, what the fuck?
Yeah, and then just this time we knew whose car it was. I think that's so weird.
Yeah, do you think there's like a video like trending online of somebody just going, oh, wow.
Maybe.
And then eventually like, it's just going to come across your feed and you go, that's our car.
Yeah, honestly, I would not be surprised by that. Because also like...
because people are dumb when they record shit nowadays.
Because my thought process is her car is a little like... she's gotten in a few accidents with it. Like she's missing part of her front.
Well, yeah.
There's some zip strip action going on. And so
she also doesn't have power steering.
Yeah. Yeah. If
there are issues with it.
Yeah.
But she could at least see out of the windshield.
And she could at least drive it. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's still drivable.
Kind of, but like I'm worried for the winter. Cause my thing is like,
yeah, it's December.
Yeah. No. And like, that's also such
and
a
also,
dickhead
like,
move.
If snow fucking, okay, that just keep cracking?
Probably, yeah.
And also with wind resistance, that could just shatter.
Well, yeah, like she won't be able to drive it more than 20 miles an hour from now on. Luckily, she lives close to where we work.
You don't have to get on the interstate to go to work.
Yeah, so she needs
God
a new car
damn.
Anyways, but also the issue is like, well, we kind of need to get a new windshield even before we can think about getting a new car.
But also so a windshield's way cheaper than a new car. And
yeah.
And you just got a new car too, so it's
yeah.
like, it's just so much.
Okay, it's just annoying.
Yeah, what also just like, who does that?
Yeah, just some dickhead.
It's got to be like some drunk frat boy. That's what I was thinking.
That's
but
my
also
guess.
Like, she used to work in the drunk frat boy part of
the
town.
The really bad part, yeah.
Because there's another part of downtown Des Moines that's like shitty.
Yeah, because like, our like, area is just gay and nerds.
Yeah, it's like the nerdy, it's by the Capitol.
The
it's,
hipster area.
It's the nerdy hipster gay bar
it's
area.
Small shops, and everybody's, two gay bars.
And everybody's like very friendly in that area. No, and everybody's super expanding. Yeah. That's where Ray Gun is. That's where like, yeah, the two gay bars. Like,
yeah.
Everybody's just accepting and like usually friendly in that area. That's what's so wild. Especially on a Sunday night. Like, I get maybe Saturday night. People are giving me rambunctious.
Someone's rowdy, yeah.
But like, I guess the weather was decent yesterday, but like.
It wasn't busy.
That's, yeah, because I worked yesterday during the day. So I got off at 7, so mm-hmm. I was already home, but like, it was dead as hell when I was working.
She's right next to like a tiki bar. Like, it's not even anything's over there that's rough.
Yeah, like that's what. I hope you guys figure out what happened.
Maybe, I don't know, we talked to two cops this morning, which
also
was
your
weird.
Dad's an FBI agent.
Yeah, and he's on it too,
he's
which
on
is
it.
Wild.
He
yeah.
fucking, I came over and you're like, yeah, this is what happened. We're already fucking,
yeah.
He does them for fingerprints. Like, it's just like, damn, he's that's
like,
awesome.
He's just like, yeah, might as well. No, and like we have, like, I mean, our company owns one of the bars nearby, so we contacted them about their security footage.
Yeah, so I'm curious if anybody has it on camera.
Because, like, most likely nothing will come of this, but it's still good to document it.
Yeah, but that's, like...
just sucks.
What do you do? Dude, imagine if... like, if I... like, I'm just putting myself in the shoes. If I had to work Sunday night,
yeah.
I'd get off at fucking 2:30 in the morning.
Yep.
It was dead as hell.
And then you come out.
I'm tired and like just want to go home. And I come out, my windshield smashing. And I go, fuck. What?
Yeah.
Like I'd be confused.
Just like defeated.
And I would just look around and no one would be around and be like, what do I do?
I guess I have to go home.
With this. But then like at 2:30 in the morning, luckily it happened. Not luckily, but
yeah, it was at midnight when she thought,
like,
yeah.
If that happened to me at 2:30 in the morning, everyone's asleep.
Uh-huh.
Who would I even call?
Yeah.
Cause I would be like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And do you call, like, did you guys call insurance? And like,
no, cause also because of her last accident, her car was deemed totaled. So we can't get any money out of it because
that
they decided that even though it is her main transportation.
God
yeah.
damn.
No, it's fucking wild.
I've always heard about that happening, but
like
I've never...
it's like a weird trick in the system, yeah.
Like, or like windshields getting smashed and shit, but it's like, I've never had that happen to anybody.
Yeah, it's weird.
I'm just like, it's just confusing, dude. Like, it's just so weird. But I'm glad you were having a great night before
that.
But
let me tell you, I had a great night.
I did.
Until she called me crying.
Going back to like the good part of the night.
Yeah.
So out of moist crime.
Yeah.
Play the graphic in reverse. Just kidding. Don't do it. It would be really bad.
Yeah.
How was the appetizer?
Oh, it was so good.
Was it? Like, even when you Uber Eats it? Or
it definitely gotten cooler, but, like, I was still a king.
Okay, because you were high. Okay.
I had.
Because, like, a lot of that stuff is just frozen fried food.
And then,
like,
they refry,
And then when they...
So it's chicken quesadillas.
But I feel like when...
Chips?
I feel like when it's made, though, and shipped from DoorDash, it comes soggy.
A little bit, yeah. Mozzarella sticks.
Yeah, like all that stuff sounds great because I've had that. I know what it is.
Chicken wings.
I've been to Applebee's and I've ordered that because they do half price apps. That is the best. You can get that thing for $6.
Oh, I got it for like, it cost me like $30
But if you go during their happy hour, you can get that thing for $6. I remember doing that in high school.
That would be nice. We should do that.
It's great. And then also during that time,
Dollarita.
I think it's like, oh yeah, get like cheap drinks and shit. But like, yeah, it's all like that microwave oven shit, but it's good, but. I'm sure if it showed up, did you eat it all?
Yeah.
Well, damn, you ate all of it?
I think, I ate all the chips because that was a bit much, but I made sure to, my like main focus was mozzarella sticks because I was craving those.
Those are so good. Yeah.
And the chicken quesadillas.
I'm always nervous ordering like fucking Applebee's.
Sure, yeah.
Through Uber Eats because I'm like, Applebee's is fine to begin with and it's going to get degraded from ordering.
It deteriorates quickly. Yeah.
Yes, because it just sits.
Mix that with a little bit of weed. And you are sitting
pretty,
my
friend. Well,
and
also, you haven't smoked grass in a while.
Yeah.
So it's like...
I was off my ass, yeah.
And you're playing Wheel of Fortune?
Dude, it was great.
Kicking ass?
God, and that is...
And then all of a sudden, you go, Jacob!
Yeah.
And
oh,
you're just
shit.
Like,
you know,
what do I do?
Well, I locked in. Texted my dad, and I immediately was like, all right, don't leave your parking spot. Tell me what the parking spot number is right now, so we can know the exact spot.
Damn, so you went into fucking hyper-focus.
Yeah, dude, I was Jason Bourne. You kidding me?
Who the hell is that? That's Jason Bourne.
Yeah, I could have ran through a fucking wall.
Isn't that a meme?
Yeah.
Where he goes, who the hell is that?
And it's also an okay movie. It's Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne.
Oh, who? Is that Matt Damon?
Yeah.
That's kind of wild. That
and
like,
also like Jeremy Renner at one point for some fucking reason.
Oh, yeah. Well, also, I think a few other people have played Jason Bourne.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's just...
Only Matt Damon. And then Renner did like... where he was another born person.
The universe gets weird. But then also, what's the Jack Ryan universe?
Jack Ryan.
Because that's
I don't know the difference.
Jim from The Office.
Or is he Jack Reacher? No, he's Ryan.
He's Ryan.
And then Tom Cruise, and then that other guy is Jack Reacher.
But I feel like those are all the same movies.
They're all that, who's that fucking guy?
Keanu Reeves?
No. Oh. No. The one who wrote the books and had like the video games made after it.
Uncharted?
No.
No.
You're so bad at guessing.
Donkey Kong?
Nope. Ghost Recon, Tom Clancy.
Oh, they're
I think Jack Ryan and Jack Reacher are Tom Clancy.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But then they're all basically similar to Jason Bourne.
They're all pretty similar. It's just white guys who beat up other people.
So it's Jason Statham.
Or even James Bond.
Yeah, but James Bond's different, dude. He has gadgets. Don't come after my Bond.
That's fair.
I like Bond too much. This is still the intro. We gotta get into the meat. We got a lot of stuff to talk about today.
Because this is the Moist Monday podcast.
Where we talk about everything and nothing.
Let's get it moist.
Welcome back to the Moist Monday podcast. How's everyone doing? Happy fucking middle of December, almost Christmas,
it's
everybody.
It's almost 2025.
What the fuck?
I turned 30 that year.
Yeah, dude.
That's wild.
I can't wait for your 30 things you've learned.
Oh, yeah.
Start planning.
I'll make that list.
Start prepping it, because that was a full episode.
It sure was, bud.
Yeah, and I'm not going to prep anything for your birthday.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. We got a few months to plan it.
Yeah, we do.
We're still good. Enjoying 2024. We still got a lot of stuff to talk about, but... In usual fashion with the Moist Monday podcast, we're always fucking behind in news.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk about things that have already happened. And we're going to start off with Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, okay.
Spotify Wrapped. So,
just for any other listener besides Robert right now, I'm going to go and later on I'm going to do the segment of news Robert has missed because he's on social media.
Oh, I can't wait, dude.
He has missed. He doesn't know what everyone has been talking about the past week, and that's insane. At this point, it'll be 2 weeks ago, but I'm sure it will still be an insane amount of news that we've learned by now. Because there are things 2 hours ago that I learned about the biggest news right now.
I don't even know what it even alludes
to. It is wild.
Like, is shit hitting the fan?
In sorts. There's some really big things that have happened. And we'll get into that.
I don't know. We'll get into that. So we got Spotify Wrapped for personal, but then we also got Spotify Wrapped for podcasters.
We'll see which one is more depressing.
So let's start off Spotify Wrapped for the Moist Monday podcast, because that's what I got first.
Okay.
That's how my day started. So this came out less than a week ago for Spotify Wrapped, but by the time you hear this, about 2 weeks. So... For the Moist Monday podcast, our Spotify Wrapped. Now, what sucks is we're on everything.
Yeah.
So most of you are guys like, fuck Spotify. But I think a lot of our listeners, though, aren't Spotify.
I don't know.
Or some of our, I don't know. But in 2024, the Moist Monday podcast gained 30% in streams. So we grew a little bit.
Not
and
great.
We gained 17% in followers.
That's really nothing.
That could be two people.
Yeah, that's a handful at most.
But... 58% of our listeners.
Oh, wow.
Over half.
Yeah.
Discovered us this year.
Which means they didn't follow us.
No, that means they listened to the first time discovered.
Yeah. That's not good either.
So we have a lot of new listeners.
No, they were not returning because only 17% of them, or 17% more.
58.
I'm saying have followed us.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Don't look at that.
Yeah.
Guess what our top episode was on Spotify?
This year.
For this year. Dude, this blew my mind.
Our top episode means nothing.
I know, because, dude, when you have a podcast, there's no way to...
It's weekly.
There's no way to, like, track... Because you can be like, oh, that was a great episode, but...
Then it's gone.
It doesn't matter because people listen to it. It's part of their schedule.
Yeah.
And people can be like, get off on podcasts. I get off on podcasts.
Well, yeah. And also, like, if you tune in and it's one of our not great episodes, then you're done.
And then you go, well, I'll wait a few weeks.
Or I will never listen to this again.
And also, our titles suck.
Yeah.
I mean, I love them.
I have zero idea.
Our top episode on Spotify for 2024 was Heavyweights. Movie review, a problematic 90 film or a cult classic.
It's so stupid.
That was our top episode on Spotify. That sucks.
Yeah.
Out of all the episodes we released this year
really
on Spotify, it was a movie review What's so wild is our movie review of Heavyweights on YouTube didn't do very well, but it was our top episode on Spotify. So I think that's, here's the crazy stat.
Yeah.
It was streamed 190% more than your average episode. I don't even know what that means. 190%. So almost double than our average episode. So like, let's say for, we're a small podcast. Yeah. Let's say our average episode gets 20. So it's got 40 views.
Wow. Well, 38.
Yeah, but like, why was that the one people listened to?
I don't know.
I mean, that was our first movie of the month. Yeah. So people are like, let's talk movies. Listeners ages 45 to 54 grew the most.
Oh,
by 150%. So what's wild
three
is
people maybe
that age group is bigger than us.
What?
45 to 54.
Yeah.
And we're in the 25 to 34 demographic.
That's true.
In 2024, your show traveled the globe.
Oh my goodness.
You were streamed in, this is just Spotify. Get ready, guys.
Yeah.
Four countries.
All right. So America, Canada, Germany.
It doesn't tell us.
Oh, God damn it.
But guess, try and guess what the fourth one was. I don't know.
Oh.
Right next to my head.
All right.
So.
In new moist crime, someone or something just ran past Izzy's window.
Oh.
I'm glad that blind was shut because I've had him open for a while.
Moist crime. Recently.
So we're going to check that out real quick.
We'll be right back.
Nothing to report.
Yeah, we're safe. We checked the yard. Everything's good.
We'll see.
Hopefully, it's just an animal.
Yeah, because Izzy did get her windshield smashed last night, and I guess we don't know for a fact that it wasn't on purpose.
Yeah, but that's a wild tart.
And like, who knows anybody's cars anymore?
I barely know what you drive. I got a new one.
Yeah, I don't know what I drive.
Mine's so obvious now.
Yours is a green cube.
Yeah, don't tell everybody. They're going to be able to find us. Going back to the Spotify Wrapped for the Moist Money Podcast. So we were talking about countries streamed in. Right. Guess what our top country was?
Wasn't it America?
Can you guess?
Was it America?
United States.
Okay.
Okay, were you worried for a second?
Yeah.
other than your show,
yeah,
our fans also loved, their number one show was Dave and Chuck the Freak Full Show. What the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that?
And then number two was The Dark Paranormal. Two podcasts I've never heard of.
I feel like that has to be one of our like three people we know who listen to this. That has to be someone else that they know.
But I'm sure it's got to be just this.
What was
Dave and Chuck the Freak Full Show. That was, other than your show, they also loved, and that was the number one show of people that listened to our show. That was their number one show.
Dave and Chuck the Freak.
Full Show.
All right. Dave and Chuck the Freak.
I've never even heard of this.
We try our best to help you get your ass out of bed by poking fun at pretty much everything that's going on around us. If you're easily offended, take caution. No one is safe from Dave and Chuck the Freak's rat. Is this just a dude and his freak show friend also?
Oh my God. It just...
Because that's the thing, is also my stage name is Jacob the Freak.
Yeah, this, dude, our show could have been called Robert and Jacob the Freak Full Show.
Yeah.
But it's called Full Show, so that means they do snippets?
Their episode today came out 3 hours and 24 minutes.
Jeez.
They do shows Mondays, Friday, wait.
So they're like full time?
Wait, I think they do a show every day.
Damn, so they're doing it full time. That's probably why their numbers...
I think they do it 5 days a week.
That's probably why the numbers are up, dude.
3.5 hours. Good for you guys.
Damn, that's fucking wild.
You know, I'll check you guys. They have 3,000 reviews. They're only a 4.9 podcast.
Yeah, we're a 5-star podcast. But we'll get into that in the Spotify Wrapped.
Okay.
So fans of this podcast...
Who the fuck are they?
Well, that's shocking too, but just wait for this next thing. Fans of our podcast, guess what their top genre was?
For, I would guess, comedy podcasts.
No, so music genre.
Oh.
Music genre, fans that love the Moist Money Podcast, what is their top genre?
It's probably your people. It's probably grunge.
Top genre of fans that love this podcast is country.
Oh, interesting.
Number two is rap.
Interesting.
And number three is soul.
All right.
Who the fuck is our audience? Who are you?
Three things, like, I don't dislike any of those, but they're, none of them are my go-to.
I mean, I like rap, but I'm not a big rap. I don't like country, but I like older country.
I like good country. I like good rap.
But I don't listen to it.
And
also soul, I don't know anything about. Yeah.
Interesting.
Top audiobook genres
horror.
For our audience.
Horror.
Doesn't even make the top three.
Okay.
Number one, sci-fi and fantasy.
Okay.
Makes sense. Arts and entertainment, and then history was number three.
All right.
Who?
Smart nerds.
Who's our audience?
Smart nerds makes more, well, nerds makes more sense.
We're a top 10 podcast.
Yeah.
For 24 people. Something.
That's more than I would guess.
We're a top five show for 20. More than I would guess.
I can name like five, maybe.
You're a number one show. This is when we drop off.
Okay, that's fair. As we should.
You're number one show for 8 fans.
That's still insane.
That's insane.
That's double the amount I could possibly
and this
guess.
We're just talking Spotify numbers.
That's true. Yeah, we're huge in Apple Music.
Your top fans, so 8 people.
Yeah.
Listen to us 4.1 times more than the other listeners.
That makes sense.
So they love us.
So we have a couple people that are once a weekers.
And your podcast rating? 5 stars, baby. Oh, we're can't a 5-star podcast. And before we get into our personal Spotify Wrapped, I thought since we were talking Moist Monday numbers, we would talk YouTube numbers. YouTube doesn't do a Spotify Wrapped or a YouTube Wrapped or whatever. But as of recording this episode for 2024, we did 57 full length episodes. Doesn't include shorts, doesn't include snippets, doesn't include 57. So that's
not bad.
More than once a week.
Yeah.
So we only did 5 Moist Movie of the Months.
That sounds
right. I don't
right.
quite. Yeah. But we had a few big episodes this year that came out. So I wrote down our top 5 performance episodes on YouTube.
All right. Let's hear them.
Can you guess what any of them are?
All right. I remember Make America Moist Again.
That didn't come out this year.
Oh, that was last year?
That came out in November last year.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Right, that's one of our biggest episodes.
Then no.
So number 5 for top episode that came out this year.
Are they all going to be movie podcasts?
No.
All right.
Shockingly. Number 5 was the Halloween special.
Okay.
Which I'm shocked by this. Over 400 views.
Look at that.
Not very good, but decent. Number 4, top listened to episode or streamed episode on YouTube was early in the year, Sacred Triple B's.
Oh, that was this year. Interesting.
Yeah, that was like January of this year with almost 1,000 views.
Oh, I know, as we talked about horror stuff in that.
Number 3 is my birthday episode.
Oh, okay.
To have attention is to know you exist.
Sure.
With 1,000 views.
Wow.
And number 2 is our Total Recall
review.
Yeah,
that's fair.
With 1.1. And then the number 1 is a big jump in views.
Has to be a Moist Movie.
It's a Moist Movie.
Yeah. Which one? Tremors?
But it's not Heavyweights.
Okay.
Heavyweights did poor on YouTube. Our number 1 video that we put out on YouTube this year was Tremors.
Yep, I thought so.
With almost 3,000 views.
I'm fine with that.
What the fuck? Look, I don't understand.
We don't do this for the fan, or we don't do this for the numbers. We do it for the love of the game.
I don't, but I also don't understand. Like, Heavyweights is good on Spotify, Tremors is good on YouTube, but then also it's like, oh yeah, people love listening to movie podcasts, but then like all of our other ones, like when we did Saltburn, when we did other. My other thought was In Search of Dr. Seuss, but I'm like, okay, that movie sucks.
People don't like that one.
But like, Saltburn, I think, has like 200 views. So it's like,
well, all right, but we love every one of them.
But we love all of you. So it's kind of fun to be like, our podcast sucks, but we're still growing.
And hey, you're a hipster if you like us. You're in on the ground floor. When this blows up, you can brag to everybody. You knew about us beforehand.
You knew about us at episode 169.
So buy a Moist Monday TV. Moist Monday t-shirt.
We have Moist Monday TVs available for sale. But now I think it would be fun. Yeah, we kind of talked about it in person, but not really, is to go through our personal Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, we could throw through ours. Get our recommendations
dude,
out there.
Dude, what's wild is, I don't know if you did this. So Spotify Wrapped this year, obviously they do the traditional, you know, graphics and all this stuff, and then they give you a playlist. But then they also do an AI-generated podcast.
I heard about that.
Did you listen to yours?
No, I heard a lot of people getting made fun of in theirs, though.
I listened to mine. It's like a dude and a chick, but it's all AI-generated.
Yeah.
That talks about your facts, but then they bring up some stuff that's not even in your Spotify Wrapped.
Oh, weird.
Where it's like, oh, you listen to this band this many minutes.
Huh.
And I'm like, oh, that's kind of... And it was like just a 3.5 minute, but I was like, it sounded like a real podcast. Sure. And I was like, that sucks.
Yeah,
and
then they're even taking our jobs.
We're threatened.
We're not even making money yet.
I know. And AI started to do it.
Yeah,
but
wild.
It kept going, dude. It's typical. I mean, this is what every podcaster goes. Like, you'll say something, and then they'll go, "Yeah, that's crazy."
I mean, I do that to you all the time.
I know, but like, AI knows that. Like, yeah, that's crazy. Now moving on to All right, what's your Spotify Wrapped?
All right, so we just skip into the last one or what?
Oh, you can go through whatever you want.
All right, see what's important. So you'll have to chop this up because the video was so stupid this year. All right, listen to 38,058 minutes.
Ooh, 38,000.
Which of, I think, music, I don't know how they separate it. Because my thing also is this year I was not as much into music as I had been in my past.
Yes. I was very intrigued by my Spotify Wrapped. So let's go through it together. So what was yours, 38,000?
Yep.
I almost tripped it.
That makes sense, though. I wasn't really into music this year.
I listened to 85,156 minutes.
Wow.
So I'm top 2% of listeners worldwide.
I mean, I'm top 8 is what it says.
And you barely use Spotify. Hmm? How many? That's so wild.
Yeah. No, a lot of people like use it once, I feel like.
Yeah, that's, but I mean, Spotify, ever since I started paying for premium, I kind of just trying to use it all the time.
Sure.
And like, dude, even in my apartment, I have, if I'm not listening to a record, I have an extra iPhone, an old school iPhone. That's just my Spotify player. And like, I'll wake up and just hit play and then it'll just be low volume, you know, just.
Sure.
That's how my number one artist became to be. And we'll get to into that.
October 15th, I listened to 575 minutes of it.
Was that your biggest day?
Yeah, because also I know that day I was on a work trip and I had to fall asleep with headphones in because the guy I traveled with snores.
My biggest day was February 9th.
Wow.
With 1,000.
Oh, wow.
161 Jesus. Minutes.
So it was all day.
I think around this time is when I was just falling asleep to music.
Sure.
So then it was just playing all night.
Yeah, maybe you just left it on during the day.
And I just left
too.
It on during the day, yeah.
Played 1,206 songs.
I played 5,963 songs this year. What was your top song?
My top song was Where Did I Go Wrong by the Crow Boys. You wouldn't know it.
I don't think I know
it. It's very good.
Damn.
Yeah.
What type of music is that?
Folky.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My top song was Slob by Roxfairy.
Okay.
Which, this is a new band. I'm shocked this is my top song because... I discovered them late this year.
Okay.
And they're a two-piece from Australia. I think I showed you them when I was working. And they're very, like, Royal Blood-esque. But, dude, Slob is bad. I listened to it only 49 times, which seems pretty low.
Yeah, because this song 35 times.
Dang, okay. But I'm in the top 0.001% of listeners. So I'm like,
you might be their top
listener. I'm their top listener.
Because I was in the 0.0.
Because I discovered them earlier this year on, like, Instagram Reels.
Okay.
And then I was like, dude, they put out amazing fucking.
So I was 0.05% and I found them on TikTok.
Dang. So it's kind of crazy. I was like, I mean, I probably, back when I used to have social media, probably scrolled past so many other bands.
That you would love.
And I mean, one of the years, I was really into the song Yes Mom.
Okay.
By Violet, I think that's her name. But I discovered her on TikTok.
All right.
And that song is sick as hell. That was in my Spotify Wrapped.
All right. So now we have the top songs.
Top songs. Yeah. What are your top songs?
My top song is number one, Where Did I Go Wrong by Crow Boys. Number two, Prison Kitchen by Small Leak Sink Ships.
Makes
number
sense.
Three, Lithonia by Childish Gambino.
Ooh, interesting.
Number four,
I don't know the song.
In Minum Bet by Anand May Kantarite.
Makes sense. You put it on the album.
Yep. Well, I love that song much.
So you know that song in particular?
Yes.
Okay.
And then number five, Introduction to the Snow by Miracle Musical.
What the
That is the song Izzy walked down the aisle to.
Oh, that makes sense. Because you were working on the wedding playlist.
Yep.
So a lot of this is probably...
That's where that one comes
drafting.
From. Yeah.
My Spotify Wrapped is kind of weird for top songs.
Okay.
So top song is Slob by Roxfairy. Number two is also a new release.
Mm-hmm.
Slob came out this year. Haunting You by Badflower.
Oh, sure.
That was their new single.
Wow, that's your number two.
That dropped in October.
Yeah.
And it... Dude, I knew it was going to be because I streamed it so many times. Number three is a pop song.
All right.
Green Honda.
Yeah.
By Benet.
Yeah, you love that song.
Dude, that song, if Hazer ever comes back, I used to be in a rock band. If Hazer ever comes back, Wes and I, we're going to cover this song, Green Honda. This song's fucking sick. Number four is Nothing Personal by Dinosaur Pileup.
Okay.
They're a fucking badass.
I've heard of them.
They're a badass three-piece alt-grunge band. And then number five is Linkin Park.
All right.
Giving Up.
Weird.
Which is my favorite Linkin Park song.
Okay.
Just because of the scream he does.
Sure.
And I love the way it starts with the claps. It's fucking sick, dude.
All right. And then next up, I listened to 31,833 minutes of podcasts.
Damn,
so almost equal to my music.
You listen to more podcasts than I did.
That makes
but
more
also,
sense.
But also, a lot of your listening was on Patreon.
Yeah. So I'm missing out on my top podcast.
Yeah. I spent 24,000 minutes listening to podcasts.
That's still
this
more
year.
Than I expected from you.
Because I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, but I go through waves of it.
Mm-hmm. My top was comedy.
I don't have genre, but I think it is comedy.
I was in top 2%, which that's wild. So my number one podcast is...
Please say Joe Rogan.
Last podcast on the left.
Oh, makes sense. Yeah.
Which is a true crime dark comedy podcasts. Yeah, I enjoy them. Number two is Joe Rogan.
There it is. I mean, I get it.
He puts out
a show daily.
Yeah. And also, I like comedians.
And also, people that put out things daily that are 4 hours long,
yeah,
that adds up so quick. Much. Even if you don't listen to a few episodes, that's 12, three episodes, that's 12 hours.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Versus like 12 episodes of something else.
12 episodes of the Marsh Monday podcast.
Number three is Matt and Shane's Secret Podcast.
Okay, yeah.
Matt McCluster and Shane Gillis.
I've listened to that show a few times. I do really like it, but the production value is kind of poor.
It's weird that it's poor, yeah. Number four is Dungeons and Daddies.
Makes sense.
Which is a Dungeons and Dragons podcast I like. They would be number one, but I'm on their Patreon.
Yeah, so you listen to a lot of their show on Patreon.
And number five is Story Break, which is the Dungeons and Daddies people's other podcast where they're all writers and they write fake scripts.
That's
a good script writing podcast. That sounds awesome. Yeah.
My top podcast, no surprise, Doughboys.
Yep.
My favorite podcast of
all
time.
All you listen to, pretty much.
Number two, Moist Monday Podcast.
Wow.
Which is, I probably listened to three episodes this year. Because sometimes I'm like, sometimes we both recorded and then got ahead where I was like, I don't even remember what got posted today. So then I listened to it. And then number three was Comedy Bang Bang.
There you go.
Listen to the same shit all the, every year.
You're the past decade.
moving on, 2024.
Yeah.
How many artists do you listen to?
So right now I have the dumb AI monthly thing they gave me.
Oh, yeah, I got that month. You want to do the monthly thing?
Well, they said January was my vampire skateboarding punk phase. People are hating this segment of it, where they just use AI to like make up dumbass names.
Well, and also they only give you like 2 months.
Yeah.
So I have March and October for mine.
My September is...
So this is wedding prep.
Goblin Core Banjo Folk Punk.
Goblin Core... What the...
Means nothing.
So my March, so I have March and October. My March was Psychedelic Beach House Dream Pop.
So it was Beach House.
It's Beach House.
Yeah.
And then my October was Mall Goth Rock Out Post Grunge.
All right. Those are just words.
Like, I'm just like, what? Like, that's not a genre, dude. Like, I like Spotify Rap, but sometimes I'm like, we don't need this.
Yeah. They're
show
doing
me,
too much.
Show me the fucking numbers.
Stats. Yeah. I want the numbers.
Like, I used to use iTunes all the time. I miss like being like, oh, I've streamed this song 38 times.
Sure.
And it would say for every track.
Yeah.
Like I miss that.
All right. And let's do 631 artists.
I listened to 2,261 artists. Damn. Who's your top artist?
Small League Sing Ships. They're my top artist probably for the past 3 years.
I'm so mad at mine.
Because last year you were president of the United States.
Yeah, which was dope, but shocking. This year my top artist is Chill Selects.
Which doesn't count.
It doesn't count because I was using that. Like, I remember early in the year, girls would come over. I listened to Chill Hop when I like am trying to focus or study or background music when a girl's over. And then also during that time period, my AC's not on. It's too cold to have a fan on, so I need some noise. So I put on Chill Hop to sleep to. So that's why this is so high. So that's why I'm shocked, but I think I did set it. So I use Box Fan on Spotify a ton.
Yeah.
But I think I went in and set do not apply this to my stats.
Cool.
You can
I
do
know
that.
You could do that.
Yeah. So I need to start doing that for Chill Select. So what were your top five artists of the year?
My top five artists are number one, Small League Sing Ships.
Nice.
No surprise. They're my favorite band. Yep. Number two, Leo Sayer.
Who the hell is that?
He is that guy I showed you the other week where I discovered him again by somebody posting a clip of him playing on The Muppet Show.
Oh, yes.
And then I fell in love with that clip, and then I listened to his discography and didn't fall in love with anything else.
Yeah, like you said, like the clip's better than any of his recorded shit.
Even like the recorded of that song, the clip is way better. But I tried, so he's my number two.
Damn, that's why that is your number two, just trying.
And my number three is Chapel Roan.
Wow, it makes sense. That's probably a lot of people's.
It's in most people's top five this year, I feel like.
I don't think I ever streamed on Spotify this year.
Number four is Childish Gambino.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. And then number five is The Crow Boys, just because of that one song.
It's just that one song, because that was your top song.
Yep.
That is wild. That's your fifth highest band, but the top song.
Top song, yeah.
So my top artist is Chill Select.
Lame.
Sucks. Number two, Bad Flower.
All right.
Obviously. Number three, Local H. Listen to a lot of the same shit. Number four, Dinosaur Pileup. I'm glad they're in the mix.
Sure.
They're fucking sick. And then number five, I'm kind of shocked by this. I don't know. Maybe I was just in a mood. Number five, Cage the Elephant.
Well, I mean, they're on enough like just easy playlists.
They're on a lot of radios.
Yeah.
So like Ain't No Rest for the Wicked, you know, In One Ear. But then also like some of their newer stuff.
Not bad.
Yeah. So not bad. That was our Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah.
feel free to send us your top five artists and songs, and I would love to actually check them out. But I'm looking for new shit.
Yeah, most people are going to be like, I don't use Spotify. They don't pay their artists enough.
That's fair also.
Which I get it.
Yeah, because we make no money off of them. We're artists.
Yeah. We're creating weekly content. But now let's talk about
what Robert missed. Things Robert missed.
Because he doesn't have social media anymore.
Things Robert missed because he doesn't have social media anymore.
Anymore.
All right. So this segment is things Robert has missed because he is done with all social media and he doesn't check news sources.
I don't yet.
So unless someone literally tells you what happens, you have zero idea.
And also, like, I work part time at a barcade and most of that part time is alone in a kitchen.
Yeah, so no one talks to you.
I don't really talk to people. And then when I'm at school, which school is done now,
yeah,
it's 18-year-olds. Right, they're not talking about news.
I mean, some of them are.
Some of them are, I guess.
Yeah, you were in acting class. It's a bunch of liberals.
Yeah.
But, all right.
What did I miss? I can't wait to rate the news this week.
All right, here's a big one. Do you know who Haley Welch is? Wait, is that her name? Haley Welch?
The Hawk Tua girl?
Yeah, Hawk Tua. She might be going to prison.
What?
Because she made a meme coin, and then once everybody, like, bought it, the people who owned the coin sold it all and, like, made it worth nothing and made a shit ton of money off of it.
What the fuck is a meme coin?
It's like a Bitcoin, but like it's from meme stock.
World of
T-shirts. Joshua Block also made one. He even got a tattoo of it on his shoulder.
What the fuck is going on in the world?
You don't know who World of T-shirts is? World of T-shirts is an autistic alcoholic in New York City who just gets used and abused because he drinks so much and makes a lot of videos that people know of him. So other influencers take him, have him do videos for them, make money off of it until it's done.
Yikes. So
and he got a giant tattoo for his Bitcoin thing.
Did his sell well?
No, it's not doing well at all.
But hers did great?
Hers did great in like 10 seconds. And like,
I don't understand, but what is it?
I mean, what are any of the coins? It's that they made their own currency.
It's like an NFT kind of?
Kind of. But like as a... not even a product.
Because it's not real money. No.
But people put like their real money in it and they lost all of it. But also the other half of the argument is you deserve to lose all of your money if you give it to some...
Yeah, what'd you expect? This girl blew up because of one viral TikTok.
It might have been called like Hot Coin or something like that. Or Tua Coin, stupid. Yeah.
This girl blew up because of one TikTok and then she started a podcast and then like...
I enjoy her. She's cute and she's charming. She's funny too.
I think she's... Yeah, but I don't care about
her. Yeah, I mean, because also we have a podcast.
And like if I saw that she did post a coin, I'm not going to go out and buy it.
No, I'm not going to put money into it.
But then she's going to go to jail because of it? But she's not the one running the website.
But she promoted it and like there was a big rug pull.
So did she make a lot of money?
I think so. I think people probably influenced her incorrectly and she didn't know any better. I don't know if she's going to prison for it.
I don't even understand what that means. What the hell's a meme coin?
I don't know.
I'm confused by it. Well, that's... sucks. like her life literally trajectoried and then it's like
maybe
that's what happens, dude.
Gonna hit a hard
stop because people can abuse and fucking spit you out.
All right, in other news, singer of the YMCA, the Village People, give Trump full permission to use their song and would even love to perform live in front of his crowds.
Oh shit,
this is a famously very homosexual crew.
The Village People are endorsing Trump.
They're saying it's okay because he genuinely enjoys the song.
What song?
YMCA.
Oh, it's
that's like Trump's song. And he doesn't even do
that's
the
his song.
So he doesn't do the YMCA dance. He does this weird little just
punches?
Yeah.
What the hell?
A lot of jerking motions. Yeah. No, that's all he does to it.
Damn. So they're just the Village People gotta be old.
Yeah, I mean
But they're still definitely part of the LGBTQ community.
And they got a few hits. Fucking Macho Man's a good one.
Yeah, we are
what?
I was gonna say We Are People.
Nope.
They got
another song.
Macho Man?
Yep.
Well, they got another one.
I think something the Navy. Something like that.
We love the Navy?
Maybe.
It's
something like
boys
that.
They just like boys in shorts.
I mean, that's a big part of it. That's what they were to begin with, yeah.
Yeah, it's... But like, Why are they endorsing him now? He already won.
They're not endorsing him. They're saying they give him full permission to use the song.
But they want to perform at one of his...
Because they want that song to keep growing, I guess.
That song doesn't need any more help.
Yeah.
People already know YMCA. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's like a cult classic. Like, I mean, not even a cult classic. It's just like a household classic. But that's so wild.
All right, for this next segment, we're going to play an audio. I think we're allowed to do this. It was on a news site. I don't know. We'll see.
I don't care. We're not copyrighted.
Right. So this is a Southwest airline pilot with a hot mic on.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
11 out of 12. There's 12 flight attendants, individual, never the same flight attendant twice. 11 fucking over-the-top fucking ass fucking homosexuals and a granny. 11. I mean, think of the odds of that. I thought I was in Chicago, which was party land. After that, it was just a continuous...
Yeah.
At the very end,
you have to bleep that.
It was probably doable, but we ended up going to the bar and then to the crew in St. Louis. And all these two women wanted to do was one wanted to berate her sister and the other wanted to bitch about her husband. Literally, for 3 hours, me and the FO. When that was done, 2:30 got back to my room. I'm like, why the fuck did I tip?
Okay, Rub is transmitting, but watch what you're saying.
What the fuck?
He was live talking to like...
Talking to the whole...
Like the control. No, not to the air... To passenger. To
okay,
like,
I thought it was to the passenger.
No, that would be incredible.
I thought it was to the passenger.
No, he was talking to like the
air
control.
Air traffic control.
Yeah. Just and other planes. And
so
he's
what,
just bitching.
What is the context of that?
I think he was like just shooting the shit with his co-pilot. And it just turns out that this guy's the biggest fucking douchebag to ever live.
And he like hates old people and gays?
Yeah. Oh, I think... He's bitching about the idea that like stewardess used to all be like hot women
and
that the pilots would fuck.
And now,
but now he's mad that like, there's equal opportunity and it's
yeah,
not
he's mad
just
that
for
he
him.
He can't sleep around.
Yeah.
Damn, that's
fucking wild.
Holy shit. What's happening? Like, is there any news on the, like, what
I have not
to
seen
him?
An update yet. Yeah, no, I just thought that was a really interesting that, audio I mean, that you would enjoy.
That is
insane. Because at first, you're just
at
like,
first of all, I was like, did this play to a customer or play to
oh,
a.
Oh, sure. A plane full of people.
People are like, what the fuck? And then he drops the F word.
Yeah, like that's where you're like, oh, this guy's just a fucking asshole.
At first you're like, what are you talking about? And they're like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
But it is like...
That's who's flying.
But
us.
It is wild that like, if you think about it, it's usually two flight people flying a plane for 4 hours. They are just shooting the
maybe
shit.
Maybe they know each other really well, too.
Yeah, and they could just... Yeah. But also, they got to be aware. There's got to be a thing, a light that sees on.
You'd
or
think so, yeah.
Or a mic. Like,
maybe the other guy was just holding it.
Yeah,
that'd
just goes,
so fun.
I fucking hate this guy. Let's get him.
Make me fly all the way there with him every time.
Every time? And he just always complains?
But also, the alternative is just like...
Yeah.
Just like, I'm going to end it.
Damn, that's kind of funny. I mean... He's a douche.
Yeah.
But that's funny. Yeah. That's funny.
All right. And now for the biggest news.
The biggest news that I've missed. I'm so curious
I'm
about
curious
this.
If you've actually heard about this.
Like, I can't even, like, when you said, like, before we recorded, you're like, do you know any of any big news? I'm like, no.
All right. So have you heard anything about the United Healthcare CEO?
No. So yeah. The United Healthcare. Yeah. I think I used to be under that when I used to have health insurance.
The United Healthcare CEO. Was assassinated.
What?
On the streets of New York City.
Holy shit.
By a gunman with a badass pistol, and he had his face covered, and he shot the man at least 3 times, and on the bullet casings for each, like, what? Or the casings for each bullet read the words, deny, defend, and depose, which is said
what?
To be... the healthcare system's like slogan of not giving people money.
Yep. Jesus.
And everybody is loving this man, the murderer.
So now they're like being like, he's a hero.
He is like the vigilante hero right now. And this is, you.
I've heard nothing about it. United Healthcare. They're like the biggest fucking healthcare.
Yeah. And it's insane that you haven't heard this. This man is a fucking hero right now.
He's like becoming the Batman.
Yeah. No, he is. They today, they claim that they took someone into custody who was reported by a McDonald's employee in Pennsylvania and then brought in. So I already saw that people are one-star reviewing that McDonald's now.
Dude, yeah, because everyone's like, he's a hero.
Yeah, no, it is fucking
wild.
Damn,
but he like point blank murdered somebody in the streets?
No, I've watched the video countless times. And then,
there's a video of it?
Yeah.
And of him getting shot?
Yeah. Of him pumping bullets into this man.
Jesus.
And then later on, this guy gets in a bike and rides away. Later on, the police find his backpack hidden in Central Park. His backpack full of Monopoly money.
So whoever did this had it planned.
It's incredible. And also,
New York, like the fucking Riddler, dude.
New York immediately held a lookalike contest for him just to fuck with the police. Like, no, there is shit coming out. Like,
A bunch of people that look like him showed up.
Yeah. Or are just wearing his outfit because they fucking love him.
Oh,
no.
My God.
Like,
it is like, this is like the Riddler.
Yes. No, that's why the other
night.
It's
like the new Batman. This is what the Riddler would do.
Yeah. So this is the biggest news story coming out right now.
Yeah. I haven't heard none of this.
Fucking huge. Oh, there's also one more case that I'll tell you about in just a second.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So this is the big thing right now. They are now saying, I don't know if I have his name saved because also I don't even like giving attention to that. He has a badass name though. I cannot
remember. Like the killer?
The guy they claim is the killer. Oh,
but they don't know for sure.
I mean, he's been taken into custody. I don't know. I don't know. It's like Luigi something. Like, it's a cool Italian name.
Yeah, but dude. So
he
like,
might be in our mob, back in our mob era.
Did he
love.
Like carve the shit into the bullet
casing?
I
saw one thing saying it was carved, one thing it was Sharpie, and I never got a solid answer.
Yeah, but either way, like, so that means that
it's,
those three shots
it's a
were
statement.
They were purposely put there.
Yeah, he meant to use that many bullets.
And he meant to like have his bag found.
Also, gun silencer. How fucking cool is that?
Silencers are sick. Dude, I mean, murder's terrible. But
yeah, like, don't murder everybody. Like, yeah, like, literally nobody's upset over this. But also, like, I can't imagine how hard my dick would be from the action of screwing a silencer on a pistol.
Yeah,
that is such
not even firing the gun.
That's gotta be such a cool feeling.
And you're wearing the gloves.
Yeah, you find just that groove and just lock it in.
And then you just go, let's go. Because in movies, it looks so sexy.
And also, they make it so silent. It's not that.
No, I mean, it's still
it's
silent,
pretty fucking loud.
But it's still a gunshot.
Yeah. But no, that
what
is the biggest news right now.
Damn.
And so right now, everybody's just posting the CEOs they want murdered.
Oh my God.
And that is every thread.
Do you think it's like, I mean, now we're getting a conspiracy shit, but like, do you think it's like Illuminati?
No, Illuminati doesn't care about this kind of shit. This is a person. That's the reason why everyone loves
why
it.
Everyone because, loves, because it they're is, like, because this was...
No, this is...
Well, also, that's a wild person to even think about attacking.
But
the CEO of a healthcare?
But also,
but I guess that makes
works.
Sense because healthcare... Everybody's been fucked on healthcare.
Yeah, so that week, Blue Cross Blue Shield overturned a decision they had recently made that made everyone pissed. So it literally was worked already.
Damn, so they went back on something so
yeah,
then people wouldn't...
Yeah, because people start posting all of their CEOs.
Oh my, but also, yeah. Dude, that's insane that people are just like posting on Twitter like these people.
But dude, this is just the modern day fucking guillotine. We used to fucking drag people out of palaces and behead them in front of crowds.
Yeah, but this is like, I don't know, like murder on the streets, that's fucked.
I mean, but also
still.
Because like the way I look at it is that this healthcare system has been fucked.
It's been fucked
forever.
Yeah, it was designed
and
to be
we
fucked.
All are aware it is fucking
I mean,
us.
Every country has way better healthcare.
Yeah. I mean, at least that's what we're told. I mean, I'm sure plenty don't have any healthcare at all, but all the other good countries have like good healthcare.
The good countries.
God damn it. Yeah, that's bad too.
Try again.
All
list
the
them. Well-off countries.
Equally developed. I don't know. You know that healthcare is better other places.
Yes, that's what I've heard. Yeah. Like Canada and Europe.
Yeah,
and
they say all of Europe
Amsterdam
and shit like that.
And
yeah.
Like, yeah, so it's like, yeah, you free healthcare. And then also like if you have a kid, you get like months off.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
And it's
yeah.
just like, but here it's like, oh, fuck you.
So like, yeah, the idea of just someone having to die to do anything
or
is
universal healthcare. That's always nice. Cause yeah. I'm not covered.
Right. Yeah.
I haven't been on insurance for years.
Yeah, that's insane. So like, there's the idea of like that. We all know this is a bad system, but that there's just literally nothing we can do.
Yeah,
to
we're
stop
like,
it.
What, how do we stop this?
This is a way.
But also like, what is that going to do?
It already did, though. It's
I mean, it went back. Has United Healthcare? Have they said or done anything?
Not. I don't think yet.
Is
but
it,
like
this is like recent.
Yeah, this was last week. The idea of millionaires being able to be held responsible for the shit they do to people—that's not a bad thing.
Yeah,
and like your life is what's because also it's our life that's at stake by these companies.
It is wild because it's like we're talking about this, but then it's also like, who's the president?
Well, yeah. Someone who's also been shot at.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck? Yeah, but then this guy, like, damn, that's fucked up.
Yeah, but like the people.
But it is kind of wild. Like, it's like Batman, but or V for Vendetta or
yeah,
just somebody.
A lot of people are comparing him to V, yeah. But also, like, yeah.
He's just trying to be like, he's trying to get their people.
He's a working man's hero.
And
right
then
now.
Everybody is, it's so well that everybody is just like our hero.
Yeah.
So do you think, I mean, obviously by the time you guys hear this episode,
something else is probably huge more new. Out, yeah.
But do you think it's actually him?
No.
You think it's a copycat or just somebody trying to take the blame?
No,
or?
I think this is them trying to frame somebody.
And then just so they can put a quietness to the case, but then the guy will probably do it again.
I mean, or the idea is that if we all truly don't think it's this guy, rather, well, there's no good way for this to go for the Justice Department, because rather they give us a martyr, which everyone will worship, or they put on the most public trial of the century, and we all watch this freedom fighter give talk about
and
why
he has speeches.
Yeah,
and it's like remember when the OJ trial was massive?
Yeah, but it's something
watching,
that actually like,
but it's something
matters.
That could affect. Yeah. But then either way, if he's in trial, he's fucked.
No, but he can inspire.
He can still inspire.
Obviously, from what he's done, he's accepted that he could be fucked from this.
Yeah, I mean.
Or it's not him. He never gets caught. And he is literally any single one of us. And it proves that any single one of us can do this.
Can kill.
And that the millionaires are not safe from repercussions. It's fucking insane.
That's, I mean.
And something huge will come out about it tomorrow,
yeah,
too.
Dude, that's, I haven't heard a single ounce about this.
This is the biggest news story. Like, this is bigger than the Titanic submarine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, like submarine with all the rich people and shit. Yeah, I remember hearing about that. Dude, that's wild.
Yeah.
And I'm just curious. Like, I feel like it's the start of a snowball.
I think so.
But I think
it already has been.
And I think shit could change for a good.
Yeah.
For good, hopefully.
If they get scared
if
again.
If they can really. But they could also, because they have so much power, fucking shut shit down.
Yeah. I mean, the next time Elon Musk was seen in public, he had his kid on his shoulders.
Ugh.
Yep.
That's scary. Because he's probably hunted after.
Yeah.
There's so many people that hate him.
It's fucking weird.
I don't have anything against him. I know he's like a rich billionaire.
I mean, like, there's bad things he's done, but also, like,
I don't care about a lot of things.
Yeah, we also need someone to build rockets because I think space matters more than most things do.
We need.
There's also been a shit ton of UFO activity. Apparently, like, drones the size of like sedans have been seen in the sky.
What?
Yeah. No, there's like, and it's not being well
covered. Nobody cares?
Nope. Nobody cares.
Didn't also, this is probably late news.
Yeah.
I heard this just in passing.
Yeah.
Didn't they also admit aliens are in the ocean?
Yeah. Kind of.
Like NASA admitted that?
I tried to research it, and there's nothing that's like, well, NASA's not even the thing. It's like the Air Force.
Air Force, it was like aliens live there.
Yeah, I mean, it's that we see them come out of there constantly, and it's non-human vehicles.
And then nobody
vehicles.
Cared?
It's just, they don't release enough like actual, like, it's not sexy at all, and it's weird. It's hard to understand.
Nerdy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They make it so fucking nerdy that the public does not care. Like, until one fucking lands on a front lawn, I don't know what will happen.
Yeah, but if they're being like, hey, we keep seeing it pop out.
Yeah, they're
like,
here.
That's what the f- and the ocean is so scary.
And they'll say non-human origin. They won't say alien.
Because they don't want to, because that word is so fucking.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
Dude, what the hell? And I'm just over here being like, did I do my push-ups for the day?
Yeah, well.
Did I take my vitamins for the day?
But also, all this big shit's happening. All you can really do is take care of yourself.
Yeah, you just got to take care of yourself.
That's kind
of
where
I'm
at.
Shit can hit the fan. I mean, I feel like this whole year, the last half of the year, shit could hit the fan any moment.
Yeah,
I'm shocked shit hasn't hit the fan, especially post-election.
I think some of it has, though.
I mean, kind of, yeah. But like, I thought things could have gotten crazy.
It's getting crazy is the thing, though.
Yeah.
All right.
And my day-to-day has kind of been the same.
Yeah. And I think that's the way you stay sane.
Yeah, I think, instead of worrying about shit. Is there more?
Yeah. Oh. So also, and speaking of snowballing, there's finally been another big name named connected to P. Diddy.
Whoa.
Fucking Jay-Z.
Oh, is getting shit.
Charges thrown at him of a rape of a 13-year-old.
Jay-Z.
Yeah, so this might be the
that
star.
That connects to Beyonce.
That's all of rap right now. Jay-Z's the top of rap.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's the other big thing is I'm so curious to see where like that kind of
stuff. So right now it's just accusations?
It's a real, it's more than accusation. It's a real like claim. Fuck. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of Jay-Z. Obviously, no,
I'm not a huge fan of anyone that big.
Yeah. But he's big.
Yeah. You know? No, he's one of the biggest of all time. Holy shit. No. Yeah. So like this literally might be like rap billionaires and millionaires might be just funneling down right now.
I mean, but
that'd be great.
That's kind of great. Yeah. Right? If we're, cause we all need to be fucking equal. No,
it's just wild that this, right, we might be living in these stepping stones of a switch
of a turning,
but also
just for America. Yeah.
But the scariest thing is, I don't think the turn will go all the way. The rich and powerful, are too rich and powerful, that something is going to snap.
Something's going to be. Yeah.
It's going to like there's going to be a hard.
They
snap.
They have so much power and so much money, they can do whatever they want.
Like it might start to switch and then shit gets shut down. By the way, TikTok is still getting banned in January as of now.
I forgot about the TikTok ban.
Everyone has. And that is a lot of people
confirmed
that as of
that's
now.
That's your news.
Yeah.
How are you going to learn things and tell me?
It will be a lot harder because I'm not going to go. Because also,
you're not going to search for it.
Well, also, like today's day and age, like mainstream news sites aren't as well trusted. I honestly like TikTok because I can like peer review with others.
And also,
I can compare
TikTok. Someone could be on the scene and record something post it.
Yeah.
Like imagine just scrolling and find Izzy's car.
Yeah.
That's the good thing about that type of shit is like. Shit can be passed around quickly.
Shit's getting weird and shit is changing.
So TikTok is going to be shut down?
As of now.
I hope not. Our TikTok's been doing pretty decent.
I know. Yeah. Well, also like, because nothing can replace it as of now. They'll have, like, it'll be a scramble for American companies to create one.
Well, I mean, we got YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, but that's not as good. Neither is Instagram Reels.
I was on Reels for a while. But like, but it was always TikTok was live, I feel like. It was like instant.
Yeah. And it really knew what you wanted.
Yeah.
It's fucking, because like ours would be completely different.
Well, I mean, don't worry. It's on my to-do list. I'm going to sign us up for Blue Sky and Parler.
Really?
I'm going to do both.
All right. So look for Moist Monday podcast.
I don't know. I think.
Sure.
Might as well.
Yeah. Probably find one fan through that at least.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We found one fan through TikTok.
Yeah, we'll get 17 more percent.
And it's just a lot of white men, white bald men.
Makes sense.
On Parler.
Yeah.
And then and then on Blue Sky, it's like, you guys aren't funny.
Yeah.
That's most of our comments. Yeah. But, oh, man. So,
yeah, it's been a
that's the news.
Big weekend news.
Damn. That's.
Yeah, no, shit's different. You really should look into it.
I don't care.
Sure.
I probably should care, but, like, I don't. It doesn't affect me. But also, man, how do I rate this weekend news?
Yeah. Yeah. What would you give it?
Middle of the road.
Yeah.
Some things are. Some things were fun.
Yeah, some things are promising.
But also, it is wild that like it's a real life superhero kind of, or a vigilante.
It's really fucking.
But also,
weird.
Like, I don't know how to feel about that.
It's
is that weird to say?
Well, no,
because like, I don't want to like
when you say like
heroize,
it is a murder.
I don't want to heroize a murderer.
But also, how else can anything possibly change?
Yeah, it's true.
And
yeah.
Like that's more. So
I get both sides of it. Like it's fucked
so
up
like the
way.
Other guy is technically a martyr, but like against the movement. Like, it sucks that just some guy had to die.
But he was like a.
And he
the
did.
CEO of.
Yeah, he did fuck shit up.
God. And they're. Yeah. How much money was he making yearly?
Oh, my God.
Billions of dollars?
Well, I think he was only a millionaire.
Oh, okay. But still, how much?
Yeah.
You could make $900 million
and have everything else tied up in assets.
And still be a millionaire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're that close to a billionaire, but you're still.
Yeah. And like. We all know that.
And he owned property. Yeah.
Yeah. And we all know that insurance is such a piece of shit.
It's a scam.
Well, I mean, like with fucking Izzy's car, we probably can't get the windshield repaired under insurance because they technically totaled her car because somebody hit it. And they wouldn't pay for that because it's now totaled.
Even though it's still drivable.
Yeah. And it's her means of transportation.
Yeah. And then you're just fucked and you're like, well, I guess I don't have insurance.
Yeah. You couldn't get insurance because you've been depressed.
Yeah.
Before.
No, I tried applying for insurance. I think it was through the government. I think it was through .gov.
Yeah.
Healthcare.gov. And they denied me because I had depression.
Yep. So that's a pre-existing condition. So if you break your arm, you're fucked because you've been sad before.
Yeah. Like, I can't have insurance because I've been...
Now everything's going to cost more.
Because on paper, I've been depressed.
Yep. No, that's why I'm scared of talking to professionals. Because once you're diagnosed, that's on your thing.
It's fucked up.
Yeah.
But you're just trying, but you're, the tough part is
but you had to be diagnosed to get medication.
But the tough part is you're trying to get help.
Yep.
So then that's how I got medication.
Yeah.
You know, because I had to get a psychiatrist to write me a thing. But then that's on paper and that's in your file.
So now you're fucked. It's insane. That's where.
So I kind of get it. I kind of get both sides.
That's where bullets come in.
I don't know about that. Bullets are, guns are so scary to me.
What, would you prefer a guillotine?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
But it's, like, how else would anything change?
Yeah.
You can't can't vote the system out.
No, you got to do drastic changes. Yeah. I just am not one to do it.
I'm not. No, I won't have a gun on the front line.
No.
I'm too comfortable and I'm too much of a bitch.
And my day-to-day is like, I'm fine with it. So it's like, sure. I don't need a change, even though I should probably have insurance.
And where that is a place of privilege even there to be comfortable.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I'm comfortable with what I do. So I don't need a change, but I am like, that is nice.
Yeah. And like, if they can make things better, I would love to live in that better world, but also I'm not someone willing to put my life. Cause I've talked to Izzy about that is like, I will go to a protest. I will march. I will be happy with that. But I'm not putting my life on the line.
You're not going to be one of those.
Because I don't trust in any group strongly enough.
Well, and then you just got to... The tough part is you could believe something so strongly and go out and do it.
But working for is fucked.
And then nobody else defends you. Yeah. And you're just like... Well, think about all the people that protest and light themselves on fire. That's what I always think of.
Yeah.
And it's just like, damn, he just killed himself.
Yeah.
And nothing changed.
Nope. We just kept going.
And we just kept going, oh, wow, he lit himself on fire.
Yeah, they'll remember it when it comes up in their time hop.
Yeah.
Because also everyone's like, we will never forget you.
No, you forget. I don't even know who they are.
I don't remember the names.
I mean, I never really knew who they were to begin with, but it's like.
I remember the two people. I remember that two people did.
Yeah, I remember that the news story happened, and I was like, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Yeah. And then
Trump won. So maybe that's why this guy is doing drastic steps, because he's like, oh, that's not changing
things. Also. I mean, if it was me between killing someone and killing myself, I'd rather kill somebody.
For being honest. Yeah.
Ah. But no, I mean, like, I'm not shedding a tear for who died. That's the big thing.
Hopefully a change for good happens from it.
Hopefully, yeah. I hope people change more than fight it, because then probably more of it has to happen to get the change we do need.
If we fight it, then it turns into kind of a war.
But also,
it's people versus... It's the people versus... higher ups, like that's
but also like that has to
I'm shocked, to be honest, because kind of how it goes, copycat shit, that more people haven't gotten popped,
especially
you know?
Because people are romanticizing this person.
I know, like,
so
that's what's bad about it. It's like, it's not good to romanticize him,
but
we do need to change, like,
I mean,
getting kind of heavy.
I'm not against him at all. Like, the idea of killing someone to prove a point, never great, but like, also, like, how do things get changed?
Yeah.
Because also they have zero issue killing everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, not in direct ways, but indirect ways. Maybe in direct
whichever
ways.
Way makes the most money.
Yeah, exactly. They're just trying to get money. Yeah, but I'm just worried that like eventually it could snowball into just like millionaires are getting popped.
Yeah. Well, if they're not better, and that's why the McDonald's Snap Rack is back.
What?
That's what people think.
Snap Rack's back?
Yeah. As of next year, it's coming back.
Oh, so it's not out yet.
Not yet.
The Snap Rack. Snack wrap.
Yeah.
Snap rack.
Yeah, which is a great treat.
I remember getting that.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I'm excited for what else comes. I know people have been posting the
McRib?
No, the CEO of Target on things too. I don't know what he did wrong.
Oh my God.
That's where it's insane.
That's what I'm worried about. Like, people are posting names and it's like, then, like, also, I get that they're CEOs, but like.
They're posting public records.
I get that they're CEOs, but like.
It's wild.
Did he do anything wrong? He just built a good company.
He didn't build it.
Oh, okay.
No, this guy is not the original CEO either.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's like...
No, he's younger.
Oh.
And, like, he literally looks like just a rich kid. That's why the other night I watched Joker, because it all made me think of that.
Oh, for the first time?
Yeah.
Thoughts?
Didn't like it.
Oh. I like that movie.
I liked the last 30 minutes. Everything else, didn't care about, because it was all... It all built up to a lot of nothing and no answers.
Okay. I like that movie a lot.
Also... Them throwing Thomas Wayne in just felt like...
It felt like a shoehorn.
Yeah, of like, this is Batman.
Yeah,
Same with him at the end being like, call me Joker, when like that wasn't his clown name or anything. Like,
yeah.
It could have just been called Clown, which...
It is wild that it is part of...
There's
is
a horror movie called Clown, and
it is
that
part of the Gotham
better.
Universe.
Yeah.
I do like that movie.
To me, it was nothing.
But
the last 30 minutes was great. Him prepping for the show on.
Yeah.
I enjoyed.
And then the shoot... Like, when he's
fantastic,
dude. Yeah. I was like, holy shit.
No, that moment's great.
Yeah,
that's it. Joaquin Phoenix did an incredible job. I just didn't like all the, like, it was kind of how I explained blowout too. It was like a lot of like circles started and they got almost full and then dropped off into nothing.
Yeah. And they ran out of time or something.
Also, like the whole like Zazzy Beats wasn't real, spoilers, but yeah, also like yeah. the idea that that was even prepped as a shock was weird to me because she just kept appearing. I'm like, obviously this is fake.
That was a weird part of the movie. Every time I watch it, where I always forget that like he has her in or in his head.
Yeah.
Like the neighbor.
They could have cut out two storylines and just focused on the main storyline. Yeah. And I would have, if it was mostly about him going on that late night show and his stand up and like him following his dreams.
But like he did one stand up show
and then got on television.
Yeah. So like,
and then got invited onto that television show. That is a good thing to happen.
Yeah. Like that's that.
I've done plenty of shitty stand up. I got nothing, but not even a laugh.
I like that movie. I get why you didn't like it.
Yeah.
But also I get that that movie did get a rap because people were like mental illness and shit.
Well,
but
also I'm like, the people who loved it annoyed me too. If people were like, this is me. I'm like, no, it's not you. And also it's,
you didn't kill the CEO of fucking United Healthcare or whatever.
Yeah. That's why I watched it too. Is just because it was very much.
And you watched
that
it after you knew this. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is kind of relevant.
Like the end where everyone loves him. Yeah.
Yeah. And then everybody dresses as him and copycats.
I like that aspect. I like that people love him, that he starts a movement. It was just the, like him and his mom, him and Thomas Wayne, him and Zazzy Beetz.
It was a lot of,
I didn't give a shit about any of those. And there was so much.
And his mom. Yeah. His mom stuff was weird. But then also there's a little bit of,
They allude to that he's a Wayne, but then they undo it like three times.
Yeah, dude, it's weird. And also like, so I do like that movie. I don't want to see the second one.
I do because it's just supposed to be horrible.
But like, do you think it's as bad as people are saying?
Yes.
Joaquin Phoenix is good.
He hates it.
Oh, he doesn't like it either?
I don't think it's guaranteed, but there is someone who reads lips and they showed a video of him talking to Lady Gaga at like a premiere, and he leans over and he's like, that was horrible. And then she goes like, don't say that. And he's like, it was bad. Yeah.
So like he thought it was supposed to be good.
And I've heard videos from other actors in it. Well, it was Tim Dillon. And he was like, we all knew we were making a pile of dog shit when we were there.
I mean,
it's supposed to be horrible.
Yeah. The musical part.
And the ending is supposed to be like a slap in the face to anyone who likes the story.
That sucks.
Yeah, I believe that it sucks.
I really like the first one.
I didn't at all.
I
gave it 2 beers out of a 6-pack.
Oh, speaking of that rating, though, I am curious. Last week we did Mentionable Moist Manuscripts, and you listened to one of the books I talked about. So I'm curious about what your thoughts are on Atomic Habits real quick while we're talking about it. Because I think I gave it... can't remember, but I gave it a pretty high score.
All right.
4.5 or 5 out of 6 beers in a 6-pack.
So I enjoyed it. I applied some things because something I did to kind of fix up my life is I figured out a schedule for myself.
Yes.
Because I've been really lacking on that.
Schedule is good.
And I haven't been like sticking like crazy hardcore to it.
It's a guideline.
It's also whenever I feel like I need to do something, I'll have an alarm go off that says read something, clean something, write, or like do archery or workout.
It's so easy for time to just slip on by.
Yeah, I have those planned around my work schedule. And also I set a constant like wake up at 8, which like today I didn't stick to because this is also my day off. Like,
well, I've been trying to get up early and I set my alarm at like 8:30.
Yeah.
I woke up at 7:00 today.
Oh, wow.
Like I just woke up because I went to bed at a decent time. I went to bed at 10:30 last night.
Well, I was up late because I was Izzy panicked.
Well, I was like tired and sick and like I went to bed. But then I woke up naturally like wide awake and I was like, whew. And my phone's in my kitchen. So I was like, I can't see a clock where I'm sleeping because it will drive me nuts if I can't sleep. So I was like, well, laid in bed. I was like, well, I'm wide awake. And I got up and I turned around and looked at the oven. And I was like, 7:00.
That's wild.
I'm up.
All right.
So I made some coffee. Fucking did push-ups.
Let's go. That does sound nice.
And I fucking edited a video. I watched Blowout. I fucking did.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like I got some shit
done. I would say my life has improved because I've done more writing. I've done more reading out.
I tried to read a book this week. The whole point of the book is little improvements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really like that.
So, I mean, it inspired you.
Yeah. No, I would recommend it. A lot of the book is just stating the obvious, but also I think sometimes it's nice to read the obvious and agree with it.
I mean, that was the title of last week.
So. Yeah. Like it's nice.
The obvious needs to be stated.
It's nice for someone to do that. And just so you can be like, you're right.
Yeah,
it's nice to easily agree with something and be like, that makes sense.
I should apply this. Yeah. And we were talking about this off pod is like, there is a lot of stories.
Yeah. I skimmed a lot of it.
Yeah. There's a lot of stories in the book where he's like, And this is how this principle got used.
Yeah. Yeah, these two kids were raised playing chess and they loved it. I'm like, that doesn't apply, but that's fine.
He's just trying to establish like your environment affects who you are. Yeah. So the story is about how they were raised playing chess and they became the best chess players.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
The whole book made sense and it was a pretty easy, you got it done in like two days.
And like, yeah, it's a book I was able to like toot in and out of.
Yeah, a lot of it is like, a lot of the quotes that I've written down are kind of like the same repetition, but it applies.
I wasn't surprised.
So what would you rate it out of a six pack?
I would give it like
a self-help. It's weird to rate a self-help book.
Yeah, because he didn't do anything wrong in it. No, it was technically perfect. Isn't it wild
that like my sister called that guy a hack?
And like, because even if he was lying, like it's still like correct, it's still applicable. Thing.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Like, so I don't quite understand. What
it's not like it that stuff. If you wake up every day and work out, it will help.
Yeah, like that's still something better.
Yeah. I'll give it 4 out of 6.
Damn, 4 out of 6. Pretty good.
Nothing special, but like nothing. There was nothing wrong with it.
Yeah.
Except I'll say the version I listened to it was definitely an AI reading it.
Oh, so it like was pronouncing shit weird.
Only difficulty. It did that every time.
Difficulty?
Or it would go T-O-O. I don't know why, just for that.
You kind of saying two.
And like if there was a like weird punctuation, it would say it out loud.
That's so weird.
Yeah. And it just
it's so weird how
it only did it like 5 times, but it threw me off so much.
But it's so weird how like AI on some things is so advanced.
Yeah.
But then AI on other things is so dumb. Like ChatGPT trying to do Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Fucking terrible. But then reading a book, but then also using chat or using AI to do the Spotify Wrapped thing, I was like, damn, this sounds real as hell.
Oh, the podcast? Yeah, the podcast. I need to listen to mine. Yeah. I'm curious.
It sounded
about
real
that.
As hell. I'm sure there's a lot of shit that, like, if I listen to it, you'd be like, I'd be like, oh, wow, that sounded just like mine.
Sure.
Which is inserted numbers.
It's the same.
But it sounded natural.
Weird.
I have an update. It's not quite a mentionable moist. What did I call it this? I can't remember what it's called. But I started reading a new book.
All right.
I started reading The Bassoon King.
Right.
By
Rainn Wilson.
Yeah, I'm about halfway through it. But I have a little story that relates to it.
Okay.
So I got this book long time ago, 2015, maybe 2016 for Christmas. Because I was like, I wanted to get into reading. I think for the same Christmas, I got Amy Poehler's book, Rainn Wilson's book, and then maybe a Nirvana book. Because I was like, I want to start reading.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't read any of them.
Sure.
Still haven't.
Yeah.
But I'm starting to. So I'm reading it at work. It's a slow day. This happened about a week ago. And I'm reading it. It's a pretty good book. And I'll do a review later once I finish it. But like, I get to chapter 3. And all of a sudden, something falls out of my book.
Oh.
And I have it in my pocket here. Dude, this is insane. So chapter 3, this falls out of my book.
Ooh.
A $25 gift card to iTunes.
That you got for Christmas.
That I got for Christmas in 2015.
That's so funny.
iTunes doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, really? So that money's worthless?
I mean, it's Apple Music now.
Okay.
Or it's like the App Store.
Does the card still work?
I don't know, but I've never peeled off the code.
$25
But
for iTunes. That's so funny.
Back in the day, my parents used to give us all gift cards because they could go to Costco and get a bunch of gift cards for way cheaper.
Sure.
And then they would give it to us. But like, dude, this fell out. I was like, what am I supposed to use this for?
I wonder if that will even work for Apple.
I don't even know if this will work. Open iTunes Store, scroll to the bottom, click on top, click or tap to redeem, peel off label and enter code.
Wild.
So this is like a Christmas gift that I never got.
Yeah.
And I put it in the book because I got it and then just put the book on my shelf.
Or did they put it in the book when they gave you it?
No,
to you?
I remember this was a different gift.
Oh, okay.
Because this was a common gift they would give us every year.
I know if they hid it in the book just so
no,
when you
I remember because I was still living on my own during then. So I have like combined gifts. So I'm pretty sure I just slid it in there.
Packing up to leave.
Yeah, packing up to leave. I just slid it in there.
And you just never read
it. And then I was like, okay.
It's wild.
Yeah, and then I never read it. And then it fell out while I was at work and it hit the ground. And I was like, what the fuck?
That was like a
credit card.
Right.
But an iTunes gift card. Like,
I don't know. That
25 bucks.
That's not nothing.
What am I supposed to? It
could have been 2 albums.
What am I supposed to use this for?
Maybe an app store.
Like,
buy an app.
Buy like in-game purchases now.
Good for Survivor.io.
Good for Survivor.io, but like $25 worth?
That's a lot.
Like, I want to use it for something useful, but like, I don't.
Yeah,
it's not like I use Apple Music. I don't pay for Apple Music.
Yeah, what's like the best app you can like purchase for $25? Because I don't know if I've ever purchased an app.
I have. Like, I purchased like Field Runners.
Oh, I did buy that because you recommended
it. A long time ago. That's a great tower defense game. Oh, you bought it and never played it?
I played like twice.
I love Field Runners, but like, I don't know what to do with this. And I was like, oh, that's a little happy nug.
That's weird.
But yeah, I'm about halfway through Bassoon King. But I was like, damn, it's kind of a slap in the face. Like, yeah. How long I've had this book.
So lazy.
Just, and thinking about how many times I've moved.
Sure. And moved that.
Because I'm pretty sure.
At least five times.
I'm pretty sure when I got like this book and this gift card, I was maybe living at my
DMAC apartment. Okay. So before you and I lived together.
So before you and I lived together, before I lived with my girlfriend.
In a townhouse.
In a townhouse. Before I moved to my buddy's house. Before I moved to Altoona. Before I moved to my other buddy's house.
Before you threw most of your shit in the storage.
Yeah. Dude, I moved so many fucking times. And what's wild is another book. So I was like, when I found this, I was like, oh, let me just rifle through books. Because I've never really flipped through them. I found fucking letters.
Oh.
Or notes. From my ex-girlfriend.
Oh my god.
In other books.
What books?
Like a Nirvana book.
Weird.
She must have been like reading it or something.
Sure.
And like she was using it as a bookmark, but it's like her handwriting. And dude, I was, and then like one of them was like a Amazon gift card, but it was like said I love you. And
oh my
like,
god.
And I was like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, I should probably.
You had this unknown world.
I know, like I had
hidden in your shelves.
Hidden my shelf. That's for fucking wild. Fucking 10 years.
A decade, yeah.
A decade. And these people are like, I hope you use it.
Yeah. I hope this means a lot to me, this note I left for you.
And
it's
then
fucking
I'm like,
wild.
What the fuck? What am I, like all this stuff I'm fighting, I'm like, what am I supposed to do this now?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know if this will work.
I doubt it. I'm like, so curious.
Does shit expire? My brother was telling me gift cards expire and
they
I was like, but I was like, can they?
Yeah.
But also for iTunes, like iTunes isn't a thing.
Yeah. You might have to like
still,
talk to somebody.
I think it's still called iTunes, but it's like,
I don't know.
It's before I went to Spotify full time.
Yeah.
I use iTunes religiously. That's sure. where all my music was.
That.
And that's where they used to stream numbers or cast how many times you stream music. It was a great fucking app.
That's so funny.
I use it so much.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, what? Isn't that wild? Just how in.
That would have meant something back then.
10 years ago, I would have probably used it. I would have probably bought an album.
Yeah.
Or I would have bought apps probably because I didn't buy music back then.
You bought apps?
I mean. I bought Field Runners. Field Runners was like $5 when I bought it.
Sure.
10 years ago. That game is great. I mean, a lot of the apps nowadays, I feel like if they cost money, it's like subscriptions.
I don't even look at apps if they cost money.
I know. I don't download apps.
Sure.
I just, my phone is dedicated, is just one page now, you know, because I purge my phone. So I don't know what to do with that.
All right. Well, see if it works on anything.
Yeah, but I thought that was a little fun. Now it's time for a segment.
Oh.
It's time for What Ifs. Welcome back to the What Ifs.
Right.
A segment I think we've done once.
All right.
But we're back to it. I got a few What Ifs this time. So some of these are inspired every day in acting class.
Okay.
We would start by our teacher asking us a question.
Okay.
And we'd go around the room. It's while he was taking attendance. He would just be like, what are your thoughts on this? Some of these are inspired by this.
All right.
So the first one. This is kind of an easier one. This is kind of a would you rather situation. But
sure.
If cost didn't matter,
okay,
would you rather live in a mansion or a mid-sized house with lots of land?
Probably mid-sized house. Like, because mid-sized house still means you have a few extra rooms.
Yeah, you have extra rooms, yeah.
My big thing is all I would need is like a good finished basement.
Oh,
and like,
yeah.
Two-story house. If I could get four bedrooms... That's enough for everything I could possibly want.
I've always wanted a finished basement. It's my dream in life.
I know.
Because I don't play music anymore, but like I still want a studio in my basement. Like I still want
the padding on the
walls. I still want the fucking glass wall.
Oh, around the drum set? Oh, you mean the real recording studio.
Yeah, where it's like you have a booth with fucking the things and a glass wall.
Like, did any of the recording studios you played at have that?
Yes.
Okay.
But not the way I'm picturing it.
Oh, where it's like right across from
it? They had it like the booth was here, like the recording booth was here, and then the glass was on their right side. I want it like facing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I've always wanted it in the basement of my house. And then I also want to go down and have like a movie theater.
That's fair.
Like I kind of be rich.
I mean, yeah, it'd be great to be rich.
It'd be awesome.
Yeah, as long as you don't get shot.
Yeah, as long as you're not a millionaire.
Yeah, no. Santa,
you can be rich and not be a millionaire.
No, if I had... $100,000 in the bank, my entire life would be completely different. Can you imagine? I always think that as if I made
double
five more an hour. Oh, my life would be so different.
Yeah.
Because also, like, because I'm living at my means right now. If I could just be, like, making money every month.
Instead of just surviving?
Yeah. That'd be
like,
such
I'm
a
I'm always like, oh, shit, I got to pay rent.
Well, it's always a little bit of, like, I won't go out to eat the next 2 weeks, and then I'll be fine for groceries.
So you're
it's
a little bit
like
comfortable,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's I can pace out my thing. Like, I'm not struggling, but also...
But you're not well off.
No.
Yeah. I think
I haven't added to savings in a hot second.
I think I would go mid-sized house as well.
Yeah,
but also
land?
lots of land would be fun.
Yeah, because then I can do shit outside.
And also a mansion, like, it would be fun to own a mansion, but, like, what are you going to do with that? Mm. Like, that's just rooms that would never
They're
be touched.
They're just too big.
And, like, you'd be in a... Because even when you live in a place, you just pick rooms.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, it's like
I would choose three rooms. Yeah,
and like those would be your comfort rooms. Obviously, you'd have rooms dedicated to other things.
No,
it's like
never touch.
You would never go.
I
in
already
there.
Have a room in my house. I don't.
Yeah, you
ever
have an
use.
Arcade that you barely use.
Yeah,
a full arcade.
Yeah, full of one ups.
Yeah, but it's still like it's such a sick room.
Yeah,
but you just don't go in there.
Yeah, because it's upstairs on the right. Why would I do that?
Even
yeah.
though you go upstairs every night, but you just
but
turn
to left
to go to bed.
Yeah. And if I do video games, it's downstairs. The big thing would be is if I moved all video games up there.
If they were all in one, if you had a game room.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be, but also you wouldn't be playing the arcade machines that
no,
much.
No, true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because what I want to do with that eventually is like if we have kids, that'll obviously be their room.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And then the arcades would be like one in every room.
And then you probably play them more.
I think that'd be way better.
Because out of sight, out of mind.
No, putting them all in one room.
I feel like a mansion, dude, you would forget about so much shit.
Rooms,
and then how do you fill the rooms?
I know one room.
You'd
I'd
have to
want...
have guest rooms, obviously. But like...
Right, yeah. But I know like one room. You know, like when you first enter a water park and you enter like the kid section, but like where it's like 4 inches of water
of just standing water. That's
but like,
disgusting.
A little higher than that, like the level where you can crawl through it, and it's nice.
Okay, so about a foot.
I would want a room of that, just warm, like piss.
It's disgusting. That
piss,
water would just
piss tempered water.
That water would just be filled with mosquitoes.
I would get a circulation system.
Okay,
it'd be
and
a closed
you'd
room.
Be paying
yeah.
a lot of money.
Yeah,
you could,
I'd get
you,
some good vents.
So
in there.
Once every 6 months, you could crawl through it.
So I could crawl or just lay down, or that would be my main piss bathroom.
Oh my!
Can you imagine
God.
If your every pee is in a pool?
So
that'd
you're
be great.
Peeing on yourself.
No, it circulates. Well, it'd be pee. I'd pee laying down in it and then go shower. But like. Honestly, that'd be kind of nice.
You would use it twice.
It'd be a good two times.
It'd be great. Or, and then you'd be like, hey, guests, go lay down and pee. And it's like, I don't want to get wet.
Yeah, you're right, yeah. But also imagine there, you smoke, go hang out in there for a hot
oh,
second.
Oh, yeah. You but just get a hot tub.
I don't want a hot tub. Hot tubs are too hot.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't
They're
like,
not comfortable.
No.
Yeah.
Like when you have, and also like
I hate getting
there.
Out. Yeah, yeah, I hate. Yeah,
and like when you just breathe in
I
the
like
smoke
sitting,
too much.
I like sitting in them because it hides what I look like.
Sure,
you know what I mean.
That's it. Yeah,
yeah.
But also,
that's why I like getting in a pool. A
foot of water, you're just crawling around.
I know. That's why I hate what the way I look.
Especially
in that
spiky ground.
It hurts.
And like I would keep like the same music going, so it'd just be like Uncle Cracker still playing.
The same music at a water park.
Yeah.
You just log nice. In, and it's fucking.
Dude, that'd be great. What would you do with a mansion?
So,
what's your bullshit room?
I literally just thought of this.
Yeah.
I'm not even into painting.
Okay.
But
you get really into painting,
though? But I want a painting room, but not a typical painting room.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever seen this.
Where they put a hole in it and
yeah.
throw it?
Where they put the cameras on the ground.
I could see that being fun.
And like, because then the room is just, it's like, you kind of just... put tarps everywhere.
It like immediately makes you look bullshitty good.
Yeah. Like, cause you just
it's not talent.
You just take a paint bucket, poke a hole in the bottom and just spin it on a rope.
Yeah. And you're like, look at the,
but imagine how fun, if like
that
if you had a
so
few
fun.
Beers or if you're high and you
yeah.
just,
I would crawl on there though.
And just,
yeah.
Why are you, you're obsessed with crawling right now.
That's fair. If I'm rich, I'm crawling.
You just want to get wet. You just want to get dirty and.
Yeah. But also imagine like a weird splatter line, but it's just like around your body.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
And it's just an outline of different colors.
Exactly, yeah.
And it's just like, oh, yeah, small dick.
Yeah. But it proves the point.
That you're rich? Is that the point?
No, that my dick's small.
Oh. Well, we already know that point. I'd probably have a lot of guest rooms. I would definitely have a movie theater.
Yeah.
For sure. Like literally, like, I would always want, like, nice recliners. Mm-hmm. But then also,
Like 2 rows of them.
But then also, like, a nice... couch recliner, so then you could cuddle in, because a recliner you're kind of by yourself. I guess you could two people.
I kind of like being by myself in a recliner though.
Yeah, that's true. But it would be nice if, like, I don't know, when I was like in high school, my thing was like build a movie theater, have like nice recliners, and then in the back just like a really nice bed.
Okay.
So then it's like,
this is your bedroom.
So then it's not my bedroom, but it's like, oh, you could cuddle and watch a movie on the theater and then sleep there.
Gotta do like love sex at the front.
Love sex.
That'd
yeah.
be nice.
And then just have like an orgy.
Yeah, what, that's what it
I feel like
into.
If you have a mansion, you have a sex room.
Yeah, I think my pool would turn into that too.
Yeah, because you're crawling everywhere.
Yeah, it's all crawling, just lightly wet.
Would you have a sex swing?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how to use one.
No, I mean, I think it makes sense. But then you'd probably have like one of those boards.
What?
I don't know. Every time I think of it, maybe because I've seen 50 Shades of Grey.
So I haven't seen that.
So they have like a sex swing, but then also there's like a board.
Like a cross?
Like kind of like a cross but situation. But you can tie people up.
Sure.
In, yeah.
Can you spin them?
I don't know.
I would love that.
But you could.
Like the knife throwing thing. Oh, that'd be fun.
But now that could be in a different room. You could still have a freak show room.
Could still be a sex room.
Oh, yeah. You are in the mouth.
Boom. Flip it. Boom.
Knife. Perfect.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, you're the CEO. Gotcha.
Multiple uses.
But going back to the question, I think I would just want a mid-size house.
Yeah. I think that'd be better.
Less keep, but also I like, especially if like.
If I had three extra rooms instead of 10.
But if the weather's nice. Because one of my favorite things is visiting my friend at her farm.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, if you had a four-wheeler.
That'd be fun.
Dude, just.
Fuck around.
Dude, if you're drunk or just really high, driving as fast as you can on a four-wheeler.
Yeah.
The wind hitting your face. Dude,
you're king.
I love it. And just like, you're just like, I'm on my property. Nothing can get me.
Yeah.
You don't, like. There's been so many times I've been driving that four-wheeler with like a beer in my mouth.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, sipping
on
a beer.
I'm in the passenger seat.
Yeah. And she's like, dude, I'm. Yeah.
I might have a video of it that we can play here.
It's so fun, dude. I love that shit. But so you go mid-sized house?
Yeah. I'd rather have land than a mansion. Mansions are also usually ugly.
Yeah. I would, if I did want a mansion, I'd want it to be cool looking.
I'd want a tower.
I definitely want a tower.
A tower would be so fun.
I love like that circular shaped building.
I think Robert Downey Jr. has like a windmill tower that he like reads in, and that'd be sick.
But imagine how much effort that would be to climb to the top.
But like then you're up there and you.
And then
once you're up there, you're going to read
because
yeah.
you went up the stairs. Yeah. And it's just a library. It would be fun to have a library.
Library would be sick. I'd never use it, but it'd be sick to
it'd
have.
It'd be sick to have. Next up on the what ifs. If you could make any crime legal, what would you do?
Because first idea is marijuana.
Of course. So this was a question we had in acting class. So like we all discussed it.
I'm trying to think of what else I think is bullshit. Prostitution being a crime, I think is bullshit.
Yep.
But I would do weed first.
I think weed's the given answer.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a better answer.
My first thought, and this is what I said in acting class, was speeding.
Make it legal?
Speed limits.
Like illegalize those? Or
yeah,
decriminalize speeding?
Where like you can go as fast as you want.
That has backdrop or like that has negatives to it.
I know, but I think like
be a lot more accidents.
But I think just on the interstate,
that's different.
If there was just like a okay, interstate speed limits.
There you go.
Interstate speed limits.
You want an autobahn.
Autobahn.
That's not a bad
idea.
I've
never experienced it.
Open highway, sure.
Where I would just like, dude, and if you want to, you don't have to, but if you want to, just fucking floor it.
That would be fun.
That'd be sick as hell.
Sure. No, I think America could use an autobahn.
Yeah.
For sure.
Just like somebody that connects from New York to California.
Sure.
Just vroom!
I mean, you're still driving a car.
Yeah, but I mean, dude, 90 miles per hour?
Yeah, 90. Driving 100.
I have done 90 before because there are some certain.
I've hit 100 in my first car.
There are a few states where the speed limit's 80.
Mm-hmm. So I have pushed 90.
So I have done 90. Yeah. And it is nice because it's open road.
Have you done over 100 ever?
Yeah, I think so. On a motorcycle.
Sure. Jesus.
And I was the passenger.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Shitty cousin.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. but dude, going over 100, that's scary fast.
Yeah.
Like that's like, I think 90, if you could just go 90, like if I could just get up and go 90 to class, which is like about 25 minute drive, but sure. It's all interstate to a different city, be there in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Winter might be rough.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's open. You don't have to go 90.
But the person behind you might be going 90.
Then you won't be in the left lane.
That's fair.
Even though I would be.
Yeah.
Because I'm always in the
left lane. You're a piece of shit. Yeah.
I'm always in the left lane. So you do weed?
I mean, honestly, yeah. That's the biggest thing I think should be decriminalized.
That's a pretty common answer. Last one for the what ifs. This one I think is really fun.
All right.
If you were in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
What food would it be worth it to sin and eat? Because in my mind, an apple is not worth it.
Sure.
You know, like if you were granted the knowledge of everything.
Sure. Like if it was a banana tree, I would not go for
it. Yeah, exactly. Like he's tempting you with an apple. And it's like, I like apples, but it's like, that's what food would really tempt you?
Because apple would be higher up there for me as far as fruit goes. But I think grapes is number one.
Oh, grapes are sexy.
Because like a cluster of them.
But it doesn't even have to be a tree. Like, what if he just offered you to plate of lasagna? Or like, what,
oh, okay.
Like,
we're talking about.
I'm talking about like, what food would get you to commit the ultimate sin?
Are we still talking a snake is offering it to me?
Yes.
Because that does change answers. Like, if a snake offers me a kebab, I don't trust it.
Why?
Because he couldn't put it together.
Oh, because he didn't have hands.
Yeah.
No, oh, okay.
So for me.
Damn, so you really. Damn, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe it's not a snake.
All right. No, I'm it's just a snake.
Okay.
That tricks her.
Let's do two.
What?
Let's do two. Let's do a snake answer and then just a, if any food
honestly,
would do the sin.
All right, this is my first thought, and this is for
both. Don't say Chewy Chips Ahoy.
No, this is for both of them. Like, snake or no snake, loaded baked potato.
Oh, shit.
Those are pretty fucking irresistible.
And also imagine if you were in the Garden of Eden and never had one.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying sour cream, chives,
bacon bits.
A lot of cheese. Maybe like even a couple like jalapenos thrown in there.
Of course, yeah. Dude. A little baked potato.
I want.
God, with the skin.
And I want to see like.
The aluminum
like
foil?
The actual like pieces of salt stuck to the skin on the outside. Yeah.
That's a great
answer.
That is
my number one tempting, I think I could think
Damn,
of.
Damn, that's a great answer.
Yeah. What's yours?
Fuck, dude. I don't know if I can.
Dude, load a baked
potato.
How
did you come up with that?
That's the way I thought about what a snake could offer me that would be most tempting.
You thought a snake could make that? He doesn't have hands.
No, but his tail is lightly pushing it to me, and it is
but how do you
seductive.
Make, but how did he make it?
I don't care at that point.
You think his tail's pushing
it? But a kebab, I do care.
Okay. So, it's yeah, because the kebab would be in his tail.
Right, yeah.
And he'd be
like, you're not going to slide a kebab.
Eat this kebab.
Yeah. yeah, loaded baked potato.
Loaded baked potato. That's fucking good. That's, man, that's...
it's the right answer. If you...
Damn, I think you cracked
figured
the
it out. Yeah.
Damn. I keep thinking about potatoes now.
Yeah. What was your answer?
I don't know. To be honest, my first thought was lasagna.
Lasagna's fine.
I know.
Lasagna's like bottom tier casserole.
Bottom tier.
I mean, also, I only know like four casseroles.
Name them.
I only know two, and that's including lasagna.
Name them.
Flat and tater tot.
Green bean.
That's basically tater tot.
No, it's not. It's different.
Yeah,
because I made green bean casserole a few days
onions
ago.
Onions on top instead of tater tots. I think that's the only difference.
Tater tot casserole is also green bean?
Yeah.
Shit, because that's what I was going to make that next week.
Oh,
yeah. It's the same thing?
Yeah, it just you won't have fried onions. You'll have tater tots instead.
Fuck.
No.
And I think there's more cheese. There's not cheese in green bean casserole.
Why the fuck would you waste your time on green bean casserole?
I don't know. I made it this week.
Tater tots gonna be way better. Tater tots gonna blow your fucking mind.
I can't wait for tater tots. Tater tots. I'm trying to get in cooking. I really like lasagna.
It's fine,
but dude, I feel like that's upper tier casserole.
It's a tomato cake. It's fine.
It's a pizza cake.
Sure.
And you get the fucking layers of pasta.
Yeah, it's bottom tier pasta for me as well.
Ooh. What if the snake handed you a burrito? Wrapped in the aluminum foil.
That would be nice.
I feel like we've talked about burritos lately. But I don't know, dude. I love Mexican food.
And yeah.
But also, even
like, if he handled me chips and said that the salsa was the tree of knowledge, fuck what? I'm just going to keep a dry chip in my mouth all day?
You're going to... But also, think about a lot of these foods you haven't had before.
I don't... But like, any amount of salsa, anything I would be willing to try. You could tell me it was a horrible flavor. I would try one.
You're
going
to dip it because you're going to be like, well, I do. And then you sinned.
Yeah.
You sinned for all mankind.
Yeah. No, but like any kind of dip would get me to.
I mean, that's still better than an apple.
Because I will try any dip once.
Come.
If you offer me in one of those little like.
In one of those heaters.
Little half shell things though. You know, with the little three legs on the bottom.
And you go, oh, wow, is this queso? And you go, no, it's cum.
Here's a bag of dry chips. I'm going to eat four chips and be like, well, I need something.
Well, I am.
Yeah.
It looks like queso. And it's bubbling.
Yeah. I paid extra for it. Yeah. There was an upcharge.
There was an upcharge. And turned out
not great.
Not great. I don't know. I've never had it.
I only dipped it twice.
That's why you sin. The snake offers you a bowl of cum.
You're like, yeah, my mouth
it's
is dry.
Snake cum.
Yeah.
maybe better.
But I don't know.
Venomous.
I have no idea what I would rather try.
Man, I'm trying to think of something that beats baked potato.
Nothing. Loaded.
Loaded baked potato.
Yeah. Because you have to have the chives too.
The chives are. Yeah, it's got to be like, it's got to be like the photo.
Yeah.
The photogenic. Mm-hmm. God damn.
No, there's nothing.
Man, I'm thinking burrito. I think lasagna.
Because like pizza doesn't beat it.
Like I like pizza would be good. Pizza is better than apple, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, but. What's been a loaded baked potato? Literally nothing.
Because that scratches the itch and it's like, it's so good.
Yep.
And then you got to go back to your husband and be like, I'm sorry.
We're getting evicted.
But you got to try this. And now
I know everything.
And now I can't look at you naked. You have to wear a.
Put some tinfoil on
you
that.
You have to wear a leaf. Yeah. A loaded baked potato, that's the answer.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I figured it out.
God damn it. Let us know what you would.
Yeah. Let us know your wrong answer.
Yeah. A little bit.
Below.
My mind is. I'm like. It's speechless.
Loaded baked potato.
Now I want one.
I know, me too. I was like, they take so long to make.
I know, like the process.
Yeah, like it would be another like hour until we have.
Yeah, because you got to bake them.
Yeah.
And then you got to do all
but
the ingredients.
I want them so bad. And I know we have a bag of them right in there.
And that's, to be honest, I like that better than steak too. Like that's, I know that's the side of steak.
But like, I throw a little steak in every bite too. And it's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Pretty good.
Yeah.
But this has been the Moist Money Podcast where we talk about everything and nothing.
Yeah. Mostly nothing. But
thanks for tuning in and subscribing.
We hope you and Robert learned something this week.
Oh, what a week.
I know.
Oh my God.
Imagine keeping up with it.
I'm glad I'm not. I'd be stressed out.
Because also that's why before we record this, I was like, Robert, do you know anything that happened this week? And you knew nothing.
Well, because I don't. What does that mean?
Like whatever. That'd be like literally 9/11. Did you hear about it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like that would be like the week of.
But also like nowadays we don't have the I don't live at home and like the channel news isn't all that. And
that's
like,
true.
So I probably miss. I don't watch.
Yeah, you don't know anything.
I don't know anything.
Yeah. So I'm going to keep.
That's why I like this segment.
Keep, yeah.
And also I'm glad it's my favorite graphic too because we're playing it a lot lately.
Yeah.
But this is the Moist Money Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Threads and the other apps once we get one.
Whatever you use, just look for us on there. We might be there.
We might be there.
Yeah.
Make sure you rate us 5 stars on Spotify. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Rate us 5 stars on all the other apps.
Recommend us to a friend.
Or an enemy.
Get those numbers up for us. We let you know. Yeah. So we have only room to improve.
Yeah. And make sure you send us an email. MoistMoneyPodcast@gmail.com.
About anything we said. With your thoughts, feelings, or actions.
Or comment below. We would love to hear it. Hear from you and not respond. Because that's where we're good at.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everybody. Love you, dude.
Love you too, bud.
Dry bones. Lazy bones, big bones, dance around in your bones.